Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
I'm Courtney Robertson, the most notorious villain in Bachelor history. And I have more than a few secrets to tell, but I am not the only one with tea to spill. Every week, I'm going to be talking to another icon of reality television about the things they can only say off contract. Hi, it's Courtney Robertson. Welcome back to Off Contract. Thank you so much for listening last week to my interview with Reality Steve. Holy mackerel, how about all that tea, guys? So much tea for days. Anyway, today we have got a special episode, two of my favorite humans in the whole wide world. First up, we've got my dad, and he is going to be spilling all about hometowns and what it's like from a parent's perspective. Really good tea in that, some funny stories. So glad he was able to hop on with me. And then we have my best friend from my season of The Bachelor, season 16, Casey Stiemer-Potok. And we have a lot of fun dishing about our time together. Make sure you stay tuned for the tea party at the end. We cover a lot of things, falling in love with the producer. Maybe we talk about the worst time to take a laxative. Let me tell you, hint, hint, not before a group date. So it's all in there for you. Stay tuned for that, and let's get started.
Hello, and welcome back to Off Contract. I'm your host, Courtney Robertson, and I am honored to be with a very special guest today, all the way live in Phoenix, Arizona. It's my dad, Rick Robertson, and we are going to be talking about hometowns and get all the hard-hitting questions. So welcome to the podcast, Daddy-O.
Well, Courtney, thank you for having me. I'm be glad to talk a little bit about the hometown date experience. It's been several years since we did it, But it was an interesting thing when you get a phone call from a producer who wants to bring The Bachelor to your house in Scottsdale, Arizona, who may be a candidate to marry your daughter. A guy you've never met before, by the way.
So let's take us back to 2011. It was in October, and I believe we were in Puerto Rico.
And I knew that because, if you'll recall, I had given you one of my credit cards and yes. told you every time you went through an airport to use a credit card to charge something so I would know where you were at. So I ended up with a bunch of coffee cups from Panama and San Francisco, Utah, Cancun. Eventually got one from Switzerland, but at least I knew where you were at all times because you were always charging. In fact, the day the producers called, I knew that you had been down in Belize.
Oh, no way. Oh, that's where, you're right, we were in Belize.
You were in Belize. And this producer calls me and says, hey, things are going pretty good between Courtney and Ben. We'd like to know if we could maybe do a home date at your house in Scottsdale. And I said, well, yeah, that's probably okay. I have to ask my wife, but probably. And when do you want to come? He goes, well, that's kind of the problem. He goes, the only date we have for you is Halloween night.
And my mom's favorite holiday.
Your mom's favorite holiday. And so they said we would come in the afternoon and be there for Halloween. I said, okay, I need to talk to my wife about this. Fortunately, we had about 10 days or so to get the house cleaned up and ready.
Camera ready.
Yeah, the house camera ready, right.
And so you guys were very busy with that. I remember, yeah, you're right. We were in Belize. Gosh, that's such a fun fact. I totally forgot that you had me charge stuff in the airports. Oh, and you do. You have like a million coffee cups, a bunch from Switzerland. So how did that feel when you got the call from producers? Were you stressed out? Did you have a feeling that I was going to go far?
I always had a feeling you would do well on the show. That didn't surprise me at all. But I wanted to... just make sure that we had a good experience for you and for Ben. And I also had to give some thought as to how we wanted to present all this, because he is a total stranger who's coming that could possibly be your husband.
Oh, I know. Wild, right? So you get the call. I'm in Belize. And they ask you, okay, can you do it on Halloween?
And so I quickly asked my wife, and she said, okay, but she goes, I'm worried about having to cook a bunch of food for all of these people and be on TV, let's do it. She goes, I'll do anything for my kids, and that's what we have to do, so we'll do it. And they told us, they said, we will have a couple people come and see you a couple days before the home date is filmed, so we can get some ideas on where to shoot and get to know you a little bit. And really, that's what happened. About 10 days later, two producers came to Scottsdale. They checked out our house, and we went out and had dinner, got to know them, and they told us a lot more about you guys and what you were doing. They didn't tell me that you'd been skinny dipping in Puerto Rico.
They left that part out, huh?
Yeah, they didn't tell me that. But any event, they said they're going to be here, and they had some different ideas what they were going to do before you came to the house, but you guys came to the house. But we were very, very excited because we had not seen you or really talked to you in about 6 or 7 weeks.
Oh. So, and we're a very close family for the listeners. Like, I call my dad probably every day, maybe sometimes twice a day.
Yeah.
So that was probably one of the hardest things for me,
yeah,
being completely removed from my support system.
And so, sure enough, Halloween comes, and the producers have been there for a couple of days. They get to the house about 3 o'clock, and they set up a bunch of lights, And
then they bought like a table and like, yeah, for the patio.
Yeah. So they said, well, don't worry about the food. We'll just buy some food and we'll put it on your patio table and pretend like we're eating it.
Yeah. That's the other part. We don't eat while you're talking.
They said, well, we don't really like your patio table because it's round. So we're going to go buy a table real quick. And they bought us a rectangular table. So we all looked like we were sitting there for the Last Supper.
Remember that. So, and then we come bouncing in the door.
Exactly right. You and Ben come bouncing in the door, and I can tell immediately that there is a very strong attraction between the two of you. I didn't know if it was love or if it was lust, but I could at least see it. And so we had a great catch-up conversation. We got to meet Ben, and before too long, they moved us out onto the patio where we tried to pretend like we were eating the fake food and got to know each other a little bit more. And it's interesting, they told us, they said, you will very quickly get used to our cameras filming you. There'll be two or three camera guys, and they were right.
You forget.
You forget that they're standing 10 feet away from you, but you're just talking and like you would normally talk, and it worked out pretty darn well. Although Ben threw me a curveball, he asked me if I did any skinny dipping in our family swimming pool out there.
That's right. And put you off the spot.
I figured he was up to something when he did that, so I said, I said, nah, we don't do that.
Well, I think that ended up being at the end of our episode.
I believe
they pimped you.
They used it as a blooper or something.
Yeah, it was like the closing.
At the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. And then
Mom was stressed out. She was the hostess of the mostest. You know, always want to make sure, you know, and Rachel was there too, as well. My sister, who I was so excited to see. And she was like, she was asking Ben, they didn't show it, but they were really had a good banter, and that was attractive to me. But I remember he did ask her something like during their talk, like, can she get along with women? Like, this is, and Rachel was very offended by that. You know, like, of course, what are you talking about? Because you guys didn't know what had all been going on with the women in the house. But then you have your time with him. And how did it feel when he asked you, did he ask you? I can't remember. Did he ask you for my hand in marriage?
He did not.
Oh.
They set us up underneath the grapefruit tree in the backyard. And I talked to Ben, and, you know, I gave a lot of thought as to how I wanted to handle this total stranger who's coming to possibly ask for your daughter's hand in marriage. And I said, look at, I'd watched a couple episodes of the show, and many times there's a father or a brother who's kind of like the ugly dad. And yeah, he sits there and tells the bachelor, like, I can't give you permission to marry my daughter. I just met you 20 minutes ago. Or it's a brother who says, I'm going to protect my sister, and I need to get to know you a lot better before we even talk about a marriage.
Clues. Underwear drawers. They're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Oh. There's two other women here. How far along are you with them?
Right, exactly. And so I didn't want to be that guy.
No.
And so
we are not that guy.
I know, but you have to understand the premise of the show. The guy that's coming is dating three or four other gals, and maybe he's going to marry your daughter, but you have to understand that's what it's all about. But I did tell Ben, I said, you know, Ben, marriage is life's greatest gamble.
Oh, yeah.
I need to know if you're ready to make that bet. And he assured me that he was. And so that was great. And then I said, hey, if you really do decide, I'd appreciate it if you'd call back and let me know you're going to do it.
Aww.
So I could give you my permission.
That's a really nice. And then he said, yes, I will.
He said, I will call you if I decide that Courtney's the one that I'm going to pick.
Wow.
And
he didn't give anything up.
He didn't. But about a week and a half later, the producers called me and said, could you be available for a telephone call with Ben Flanick tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.?
Oh.
He wants to talk to you. So right then I knew why he was calling.
Did you sleep that night before?
Yeah, I slept fine. He was scheduled to call at 7 a.m. So by 7 a.m., I'd had my coffee. I was ready to do this whole thing. And the phone doesn't ring.
Oh, crap.
And the producers forgot there was a time change.
Daylight saving.
Between Los Angeles and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So 7 o'clock comes along and Ben doesn't call. So
you're thinking, my daughter just got her heart crushed.
She just got dropped. He's not gonna propose. But what happened was right at 8 o'clock, 7 a.m. California time, the phone rings.
Oh, wow.
And so we had a nice talk, and he told me he wanted my permission to marry my daughter. And I said, well, Ben, I want you to take good care of my bug.
Aww. And
we had a good talk. But getting back to the home date, they also interviewed your mother, who was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
And Rachel, your sister, who was very, very excited to be on television.
Yeah, she was a huge Bachelor fan.
She was a big fan, and she enjoyed meeting Ben. We all liked Ben, by the way. He's a fun guy.
He had the Arizona connection.
A lot of people don't realize he had a deep Arizona connection because he was raised in Tucson,
mm-hmm.
and actually was living part-time in Scottsdale with some of his buddies.
That's right.
About 3 miles away from where we were at. So even though they portrayed him as a winemaker from Sonoma, California, and he did do that.
Yeah.
He was as much an Arizona guy as you were an Arizona girl.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a nice connection that the two of you had. You were both very comfortable being in Scottsdale.
We actually had friends that were friends. It's a small world, especially in Arizona. So that was an attractive thing for me, at least, and for you guys probably. Wow.
So the date went well, and
Mom was doing all the interviews, saying all the things.
Yeah.
Remember, there was a tabloid that was like, "Cheers to you, Mrs. Robinson." And by the way, for the listeners, my mom wasn't a fan of me doing the show.
Right.
She really was like, "Is this the guy for you?" Like, you know, she was very opinionated about it, and she was pretty nice. She was a lot nicer during my time with her than I thought she would be. I could tell, like you said, she wanted to support, but the whole thing was so stressful. Here she is, it's her favorite holiday, and a producer was handing out Halloween candy.
That's right, because they wouldn't let the kids come and knock on the door, so they put a producer out front with a bowl of candy, and you could look from the front of the house into the kitchen where they were filming, and they said, well, just tell everybody that it's a mayonnaise commercial.
A mayonnaise commercial?
But one of our neighbors down the street recognized Ben from the previous season.
No.
Brooke Ford goes, that's Ben from The Bachelor. So she quickly figured out that we were filming a home date right there on Halloween night.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She could have spoiled the whole thing.
She could have spoiled it all right then and right there.
And I remember you guys were kind of nervous about that too, even then after we came back engaged and we picked him up from the airport and we had him over for Thanksgiving, an unsanctioned time together.
Yes.
And you guys were nervous wrecks the whole time. We were literally, all the windows were closed.
Worst Thanksgiving I ever had.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
It was. Mom forgot to turn the oven on. She was so nervous.
Mom didn't bake the turkey.
Remember, Ben said something like, oh, I didn't want to open the oven. I didn't want to let the heat out. Because you couldn't smell the turkey wasn't cooking.
Yeah. And then the other thing, you know, that happened at the end of the group, the home date, is, you know, you walk him out to his car and they drive him away.
Yeah.
And then they allow you about 30 minutes to visit with us one-on-one.
Yeah.
Which was great. The other thing, we already knew, your sister Rachel knew that you were going to be going to Switzerland to the Matterhorn for the final episode.
No way.
We knew that.
I didn't know. I didn't even know at that point where I was going.
You may not recall, but what she did was she changed out a suitcase full of winter clothes.
I completely forgot about that.
And we gave you all the clothes you needed to go to Switzerland, because when you left to do the show, you had a bunch of stuff for the beach in the Caribbean.
Oh my God, she did save the day.
She saved the day by having the right clothes for you to wear. And so you guys, Ben leaves, we talked to you for a half hour.
Excellent.
And off you go, they take you away with your handler, and this crew of about 15 or 20 guys packs up their stuff and leaves. And the only, by 7:30 at night, the only thing that you knew, there was about 12 or 14 empty pizza boxes in the garage. Everything else was gone. And we were all sitting there, Rachel and your mom and I were sitting there, and Rachel says, what just happened here? I said, I don't know. I think we just filmed a TV show.
And that's what they always say. Hey, let's make a TV show. Oh, Dad, that is so funny. You've reminded me of a lot of things I forgot. Well, I really appreciate you being on the pod today. I hope you are a frequent guest. You know, over the years, things slowly come back to you and you remember fun things. But I appreciate you guys being so flexible and supportive. But man, that had to have been very unnatural for you guys.
Well, it was. And really, that was kind of the last we had of the Bachelor experience until the show started. Mm. Then reporters started showing up on our house trying to dig up dirt on you. And so that...
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
The trickle down is real.
Yeah.
And in the house line, which we had the same number forever, Mom was getting calls from reporters. Oh, and then I was like, Mom, don't say anything if anybody calls.
She had no experience handling the press.
I didn't either.
So she was very candid.
That's a nice way to put it.
And told them what she thought of Ben. She liked his long hair, by the way.
Yes.
But you know, a lot of people had a problem with that. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. And that's what happened when The Bachelor came to Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, Dad, that is some good intel for the parents of future contestants.
Yeah, and I would give any father who's going through this process the advice, don't be the ugly dad.
Right.
And threaten to hit The Bachelor. Tell him he doesn't have your permission until you've known him for 6 months.
Right.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Just go along with the show.
Just go with the flow.
Go with the show.
Dad, that is such good advice. Well, thank you so much for your time. And we will look forward to having you back on the pod again.
I'd love to come back.
Thanks, Dad. Love you.
You're welcome.
That was an absolutely fascinating look behind the scenes of what it's like to be a parent on a hometown date. And what is coming up next is even more fascinating. You have Courtney Robertson talking to Casey Steamer, a player from her season, about all kinds of stuff that happened in season 16 that I had no idea about, including a mishap with some laxatives right before a group date. So if you want to hear that, you just go to wherever you get your podcast, you look up Off Contract with Courtney Robertson, subscribe to her feed, and you can hear the rest of this episode, which is over another hour of an interview with Casey Steamer.